Hang on here.
John, how you doing this morning?
Doing good.
That's awesome. That's awesome. John, my name is Mario. I'm one of the supervisors here with the company. If it's okay with you, I'm going to try to be, straight to the point here with you and, you know, provide you the pricing and the services that are included. And if it's something that you like, you know, we'll move forward. If not, no harm, no foul. You know, I like to keep things pretty, you know, straight and sweet. JP Plumbing, you guys do have a crew, right? I mean, is that what I heard? Tara's notes. Okay, perfect. And then you've been operating for under a year as well. Just want to clarify that. Okay, perfect, perfect, perfect. Okay. So, John, to keep things, you know, straight to the point here, our company name is Local Splash. We've been in business for 20 years, and we've been primary Google channel partners for 20 years. I like to bring that up because in the States, there's only about 40 companies that have primary partnerships with Google. We're one of them. Our corporate office, we work with every state nationwide, but our corporate headquarters, where I'm calling you from, is Southern California, Orange County to be exact. Not sure if you're familiar with Orange County.
Disneyland.
Oh, yeah, you beat me to the punch. I was going to tell you, we're about 10 minutes from Disneyland. So what we had right now available, John, we had a spot that became available for placing on the first page of Google. I mean, positions on the first page, brother, if I'm just going to shoot you straight, I mean, they rarely become available because everyone wants to be on the first page. If you're on that first page of Google, I mean, it just, you know, gives you that security that, you know, you're going to be busy, you know, because everyone on that first page, that's how they stay busy. So we're proposing to put JP Plumbing and Drain right alongside of Black Diamond Experts, Any Hour Services, Thompson Plumbing, Scott Hill Plumbing, A Perfect Plumber, RG, Canyon, Walker, All Hours, and then there's Keemer. These are your primary options on the first page in the hurricane and surrounding southern Utah areas. So anytime anyone looks for any emergency, these are called keywords, right? Emergency plumbing, plumbing services, broken pipe, drainage.
Yeah.
These companies come up as your top recommended results. And like I said, John, you know, to keep things very straight with you, that's how these guys stay busy. It's not that they're doing any plumbing work better than you are, I promise you that. It's just the fact that they're first options on Google. So we we would be setting JP right alongside of these guys, right? So you will now be one of the top recommended options on Google as well. Okay.
Heck yeah.
Now, you have one of, my question, you have your own, domain, right? You guys already have a website?
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. Excellent. Okay. Perfect. So what we can do as well, John, we can get that website promoted on Google as well, right? Because, I mean, it's no point in having a website if it's not creating traffic or being looked at by clients that need your service.
Yeah.
So we'll get that on Google as well. Any social media presence, John?
Yeah, we got Instagram and Facebook and TikTok, I guess.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, the reason I ask that is because we work hand by hand with Meta as well. Meta is what runs Facebook. So we would promote your Facebook page, John, and then we would run ads on Facebook for JB Plumbing. I'm not sure if you're familiar how ads work on Facebook, John.
I've looked at it a little bit and done a few.
Oh, okay. Okay, perfect. Well, it's part of our service. It's already included. We wouldn't charge you anything additional for that. We also work with Yelp, which is the other platform that we have an agreement with. So we would place you on Yelp. We would place you on Bing. And then we have an agreement as well with Apple. So we will also place you on their platform as well, right?
Okay, cool.
Yeah, but if I'm being a straight shooter with you, brother, I mean, all these platforms, you know, the ads on Facebook, Bing, Apple, Yelp, I mean, they do bring in quite a bit of leads and work, but nothing's going to compare you being right alongside of your, you know, your competitors on that first page, man, if I'm being very honest with you. I mean, yeah, everyone's on Google, man. I mean, that's just that's just the reality.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I know the battle down here.
Okay.
I'm sure you do.
Our month-to-month pricing, John, is actually quite affordable. That's why our positions get filled up on that first page as soon as they become available. It's $299 mm-hmm. a month, okay?
Uh-huh.
And that's a flat rate. The only thing that you do pay the first month is a $99 setup charge. That's for all new clients. They pay $99 one time. But our month-to-month mm-hmm. service is $299, John, and that's a flat rate. Okay, so there's no contract.
Bad at all.
No. Yeah. There's no contract attached, which means that you're able to cancel or stop the service at any time if you're not happy. But here's the reality of things, John. I mean, I don't think that you would want to stop the service if we're keeping you busy, man. I mean, that's just the bottom line, right? I mean, if we're producing clients and bringing in traffic, I wouldn't think that you would want to stop the service. But, you know, because there's no contract attached, we have to let you know that, you know, you have that right at any time if you wanted to. Okay. Now,
awesome.
John,
cool.
Do you have any pictures of the work that you have done since August?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Excellent. I'm just asking because we can, you know, put those on Google. So that's pretty awesome. Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And, John, what's your last name, brother?
Parry. P-A-R-R-Y.
P-A-R-R-Y. Okay. And I'm going to ask you a question, brother. I mean, the system prompts me to ask you this because it's actually important for us to know this. Is JP Plumbing in a position right now where you guys are able to take on new clients? Meaning if you guys start getting phone calls, you guys are able to take more work?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. That's what we wanted to hear. That's what we're looking to work with. Someone that's able to satisfy the jobs that are pending on Google and all the opportunities open. Perfect. What's your email address, John?
It is JP Plumbing, Utah, spelled out, at Gmail.
Gmail. Okay, JP Plumbing Utah at Gmail. Okay. Hold on. Let's see what I did here because it's telling me it's incorrect. Oh, there it is. Okay. Now, the 435-619-2188, John, is that a good number to mm-hmm. place on Google where the customers can call you?
Yeah, yep.
Okay, perfect. All right. What's the address that you have the business registered to, John? I mean, don't worry, we're not going to list this on Google. It's just for our records.
Yeah. Let me see real quick.
Mm-hmm.
It is 2747 South.
Okay.
3870 West.
3870
West.
Yeah. Is that also in Hurricane? I'm showing a zip code of 84737.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. All right, let me just update that into our system here. Okay, perfect. Now, what times and what days that you wanted to show on Google that you guys are open and available to take calls and do the work, John?
We're 24/7.
Are you really?
Yeah, yep.
Oh, okay. I thought you were messing with me. Okay. All right. Hold on. I'll list you guys as 24 hours, sir. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Perfect. I list you as 24-hour service. That's actually good, because then you get people to call you that normally wouldn't, you know. And it allows people to know that you do emergency services as well. Perfect. Okay. How far are you willing to travel outside of a hurricane for new clients?
We can stay in the state of Utah, but we can go out.
You wouldn't travel like 30 minutes, 40 minutes, an hour, hour and a half.
Yeah, usually about an hour, hour and a half. Okay. Yeah.
All right, I'll put you down 50 miles out. You know, obviously, as long as the compensation is right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
50 miles out. Got it. Okay. And I'm sorry for the next question, John. We just have to verify. Doesn't mean we're not able to help. Are you guys currently licensed and insured at the time?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Okay. Perfect. Sorry for the question, but... Okay. Facebook page. What's the name of your Facebook page, John?
It's JP Plumbing and Drain Pros.
Any and symbols or just straight the way that you just mentioned JP Plumbing?
The and symbol.
The and symbol, okay. JP Plumbing and Drain Pros. Okay. Perfect. And what's the website's name, John?
It is JP Plumbing St. George, ST George.
Okay. Perfect. All right. JP Plumbing St. George. Okay. How far are you guys from, what is that last city in Nevada? Mesquite.
We're about an hour.
Oh, okay.
A little less than an hour.
That's what I thought. I've been to St. George. It's actually pretty nice. You know,
it is a nice area.
You know, it's very calm. I remember that's the first time I had dinner at a place called Big Bear. I think it's like a bear. Forgot what it is.
Oh, yeah, Black Bear.
Black Bear, there you go. Yeah. Yeah, Black Bear, yeah. We were in Vegas, and then the wife's like, hey, let's go to Utah. And I'm like, Utah? I was like, what do you want to do in Utah? You know, she's like, I just never been to Utah. I was like, okay. I was like, let's go to Utah. You know?
Awesome.
I've lived in Southern California my entire life, you know, so... I was like, okay, let's go to Utah. I mean, it just seems so peaceful down there compared to California, you know, where everybody...
It is. It's really nice.
I was just like so surprised, you know, people would open the door for me, say thank you, and, you know, you don't really get that in Cali, you know? I mean, it's people, you know, they see you coming and then just let the door go, and I was like, okay. Anyhow, brother, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to jump off topic there. Okay.
No, yeah, good.
John, you're going to get a call tomorrow from our IT department. Those are our IT guys, right? I mean, they're the ones that do all the back-end work, that they're going to get all the info to get the account verified with Google to put you guys on the first page. That'll do the ads on Facebook, you know, the whole Apple service, Yelp. They do all the back-end work for us. They're going to give you a call tomorrow to get all the information needed to get the ball rolling. What time tomorrow would you have about 30 minutes to spare, brother?
Probably about the same time that you called me today would work.
Okay, okay, perfect. You guys are an hour ahead there, right? Is it 8:45 a.m. now?
Yeah, right now, yep.
Yeah, okay, perfect. All right, I will set it for, is 8 a.m. okay? Are you up and going at 8 o'clock already?
Oh, yeah, yep.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, because we're in the office at 7 a.m., so, I mean, we'll set it for 8 a.m., if that's okay with you.
Yep, that works.
Okay, perfect. Bear with me 1 second. I do need to create a password for the account, John. If you ever call us or we call you, we need to verify that it's you on the phone. So you get to choose one of these three. Your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's first name?
Let's do city I was born in.
Okay, go ahead.
St. George.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Okay, perfect. And you do have access, John, to jpplumbingutah@gmail.com, correct?
Yep.
Okay, so I'm going to be sending the confirmations there in a second. Oh, here, I got another prompt here. Are you open for commercial work, John, or just residential?
Right now, probably just residential, but
keep it residential.
Well, I guess it depends on what we're doing commercially. If we're doing service commercially, we can definitely do that. I don't have enough manpower to get a new construction commercial job going, though.
Okay. So what I'll do is I put you service commercial only, so you can only do services, okay? That'll work. Service commercial only, okay. Perfect. And I did put you down that you are able to take on more work, which is good here. Okay. Perfect. Okay, perfect. All right, John. And then regarding the payment, how did you want to take care of that, John? We do take Visa, MasterCard, and American Express.
Is there a way I could you send me the email to do the payment? Right now I don't have my business card on me, which is what I'm going to put it on. Or maybe, well, yeah.
Well, the thing is, yeah, I'm just going to be very straight with you, John. I mean, it's about... Yeah, I mean, I can do that, you know, and send you, you know, I'll send you some information, you know, about our company and stuff, just, you know, give you a little bit of ease. You know, here, let me send this over to you right now. Send it to you via text message. Yeah, I mean, if you really want the spot, you know, and you're able to secure it, I mean, that'd probably be your best bet. Again, I'm just shooting you straight, brother. I mean, I'm not, you know, that type of guy that's sitting here making commission off of this, whether you get this position or not, brother. They don't pay me anything extra. And I say that to you because a lot of the people that do, you know, marketing and stuff, they're very persistent because they're on they're on a commission base.
Uh-huh.
You know,
we work directly
under Google guidelines, so it's different, but... What happens is that we're able to secure the spot for you if you're able to, you know, somehow pay it with a different card and then we can switch it later on. That would work at your benefit only because then we can give you this position, right? Because if we hang up the phone today, our marketing team is just going to continue to call the area until we get that spot filled in. You know, and again, I'm just being very straight with you, brother. Yeah. So, I mean, if there's a way that you can, you know. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, I'm listening.
Which number did you text it to? Because that one number doesn't receive texts.
Oh. Yeah, hold on. Let me go back here. The 2188 does not receive text messages?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, what number does receive text messages?
435-879-1434.
1434. Okay, hold on. Let me go back here. 1434, okay. Perfect. 879-1434. There it is. Okay. And I'm going to send this to you. Flash.com. Okay. Perfect. Then I'm going to also email you the, you know, the paperwork so you can feel a little bit more comfortable. No worries. One second.
Yeah, no, if I know you guys are legit and not a...
Yeah, I know. I know that's where it's really going to, brother. Don't worry, man. I already knew. I mean, you know, now and in today's day and age, I mean, you just got to do your due diligence and make sure, hey, you know what? I want to make sure these guys are 100% legit. Definitely understand that, brother. No worries, man. We've been in business 20 years, brother. I promise you, it's not by trying to take anyone for $299. But I definitely understand, you know, your point there, so no worries. Give me 1 second here.
Look through your guys' website right now.
localsplash.com. Yeah, localsplash.com, brother. That's us right there. Been in business 20 years, like I said, and been premier Google partners for 20 years as well. You know, we do our, you know, our best. We have over 1,000 reviews to keep our clients happy, and the service that we provide.
Okay.
Here we go.
Thing too is, what do you guys work with Google on? Because right now, I just got a email back saying it was suspended.
Your account? Your GBP?
Yeah, we'll take care of that
on our end. I mean, we're premier Google partners, brother. You know, that's what we do.
No, yeah, if you guys could do that, freak, I'm in. Because I tried doing the, what's it called?
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't be the... Yeah, the appeal process. Yeah, you, did they tell you why it was suspended? You should have got a notice of why. I mean, did they flagged it as a fraud or a duplicate account, or what was the reason of the suspension?
It didn't follow something about their guidelines.
Oh, okay.
Like, let's see. I've got that email right here. Yeah, violate GBP quality guidelines, which I actually had some other friends looking into it that own a plumbing company that kind of had the same issues, and they still don't understand what I'm even violating, because I've tried to send them all my state licenses, insurances, just everything to get on there, but man, it's just, pain.
Don't worry, we will do that for you. I'm actually just messaging our, IT guys, because that's who would help with this, and I'm just going to verify that we are able to help with this. Give me 1 second. I just messaged one of their supervisors named Chris, and I can see he's reading my message now. I said I have a customer on the line. Was suspended for not meeting guidelines. Can we help unsuspend his account? Okay, give me a second. He said he's going to look into it right now. He's asking what type of business you are. He said plumbing. Okay. Yeah, these guys are geniuses, man. Our IT guys. That's, you know, they're our...
Yeah.
Those are our operations and IT department. I mean, that's, they work hand by hand with Google. You know, so if something can be done, believe me, they will tell me right away.
Awesome.
Yeah, so just bear with me 1 second here. All right, and I just send you an email as well, just, you know, so you can have a little peace of mind there, brother. All right, he's going to give him 1 second. He's going to look into the to your company name.
What is it? Sorry, say it again.
No, he said to give him 1 second. He's gonna look into your company name here.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Yeah. That's, you know, as premier Google partners, we definitely have that access. So just 1 second. All Okay. He said yes. He says absolutely we can do our due diligence and, you know, help with this. So, you know, we're good to go, buddy.
Heck yeah. No, sounds good.
Yeah. So,
yeah, all right, well, I trust you guys.
Well, we've been doing it for 20 years, brother. I would trust us too.
Yeah. Sounds good. Well, if we can get Google up and get it on the front, yeah, I'd definitely be willing to get you a credit card right now.
Yeah, well, that's what it's about, man. You know, I mean, it's at the end of the day, like I tell clients, you know what, I can sit here and say all I want. I mean, at the end of the day, results speak louder than anything, brother. And that's what we're about. You know, we want to keep a relationship with JP Plumbing on a long-term basis. And how do we do that? By keeping you happy, right? And if you win, we all win because we keep you for long-term and you're happy getting work. So.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So whenever you're ready, let me know which card you want to pay with and we'll go ahead and get that processed.
Okay. I still do want to change it to my business later, if that works, but this is just one of my personals.
Yep, we can always do that, no? Mm-hmm.
Sweet. All right, it is 4758.
4758.
1003.
8953.
And then 5687.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. And what is the expiration date they're done?
0428.
That's my birthday. That's a coincidence there.
Heck yeah. Awesome.
I mean, April 28th. I mean, not the year, obviously.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm like... Yeah. April 28th is my birthday. That's a little, I haven't had somebody give me an expiration date of such. Okay.
Awesome.
And then the last three behind the card.
233.
And the card reads John Perry. That's J-O-H-N. Last name P-A-R-R-Y.
It's actually J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N. That's my full name. Everyone calls me John.
What's your, what was it again? J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N, Jonathan?
Yep.
Okay. Jonathan, J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N, Jonathan, and then Perry, P-A-R-R-Y?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Perfect. All right. Bear with me here one quick second. Okay. Okay. Yeah, Chris just messaged me, said we can definitely help. We're gonna do our due diligence to dig into the reason of the suspension. He says when it's a plumbing company, it's a little weird that they would put a suspension on there. Because normally they do that when there's more of a safety concern. Like, let's say, what do these guys call the ones that go out and, open your house with the key, the locksmith, right? Like, you know, when we get those guys, we get sometimes their accounts suspended and we help as well. I mean, we're always going to do what, we have to do on our end to work on that suspension. So don't worry about that, John. We'll definitely do our best to get that unsuspended.
Awesome.
Okay. All right. Bear with me here one second. Okay. That's what our operations team, where they're going to look into what guidelines you didn't meet. I'm a little curious on that myself.
That's what I wanted. I try to give them everything I had, and it's just. And that's it. I never really get a reply.
Yeah, well, that's, I was just going to tell you that when you do it yourself, I mean, since we work directly with them, we have a direct communication, it's so much easier for us to get a result for you, right? Because
yeah.
A lot of the times you'll sit there back and forward, and then you're like, dude, you're waiting for a reply, and 2-3 weeks go by, you're not getting anything. And a lot of people are just like, oh, man, this
yep.
is, it's just a headache.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
All right, bear with me here one quick second. Okay, perfect. So I just got to read our disclosure to you, John, and then I'll be all set for that 8 a.m. call tomorrow. Make sure you don't miss that with our IT guys. They're just going to get more information from you. I am going to put all the notes in here for the operation and IT guys about the suspension. They're going to look into that and then work on it, obviously. I'm gonna walk you through, John, what is called the voice verification. The reason behind this, we do have you on a discounted pre-agreement, and as an added form of protection, we're gonna send all this to you in writing with your invoice. As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you do not understand, please ask me to clarify. I'll be more than happy to do so. Okay. Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. This call is being both monitored and recorded for quality assurance. And to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and of course, it's an added form of protection for you, John. To make sure that I have everything correct here, John, can you please state the name of the company?
JP Plumbing and Drain Pros.
Okay. Can you please state your name and the title that you have with the business?
John Perry, owner.
Thank you very much. And you are an authorized party to enter this agreement on behalf of JP Plumbing and Drain Pros?
Yes.
Okay. And you are an authorized party on the billing account, correct?
Yep.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, John, we ask that you are also actively involved in the growth of the campaign. For this reason, we ask if you agree to be responsive to our emails and phone calls when it's necessary.
Yes.
Okay. In hiring Local Splash, John, we will be your marketing representatives moving forward. All we ask that is that at any point, if you hire another company, that you keep us in the loop. Okay.
Yep.
Your initial payment term will be processed today, which is November 21st. That's $299 with the one-time $99 setup fee. So the total today is $398. Every other month moving forward is, again, $299, which is going to be your flat rate. Keep in mind, John, that this is not a contract. It's a month-to-month service. So, again, you hold the right to stop or cancel the service at any time if you're not satisfied. Okay. We ask that you give us a ring at the 877 number. It's the one I text you from. Make sure you save that. That's our customer service number, 877-635-6225, just to give us a ring at that number if you ever decide, to stop services with us. Well, we're definitely, I don't think that would be the case, but if it is, that's the number. Lastly, do you agree and understand our renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Bear with me one quick second here. Let me just get this processed. You will start receiving text messages, John. You're also going to be receiving emails, welcome to the company, all those good emails. You're going to get about 3, 4, 5 of them, I believe. There's only one email in particular that needs your attention. I can help you fill it out. It's really simple. I don't know if you're looking at your emails or you have a chance to do it, or I can just tell you how to do it and you can do it yourself. But if you have a chance, it'll take us maybe less than 5 minutes just so I can walk you through it.
Okay. Excellent. Right now.
Yeah. Okay. Hold on. All right, hold on. Let me just make sure that there's one that's going to come through here because I'm looking at the ones that are coming through now. Okay, it came through already. It's going to say Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Yep, I got that one.
Okay. Yeah, open that one up, brother. That's the one that we need to get filled out. When you open all that right. one, you scroll down a little bit, and you're going to see some blue letters that say, please click here to accept subscription terms. Let me know when you click on that.
Yeah, got it.
Okay. Once you click on that, towards the bottom, you're going to see your phone number. Let me know when you see your number.
Yeah, I see it.
Okay. Right underneath your number, there's going to be two small square boxes that you have to click on. Let me explain that to you really quick. The first says that you agree to SMS sent to your number, which I'm sure you know what SMS are, text messages, which says, hey,
yeah.
we have permission to text you when we have to. Secondly, the second one says, I certify and authorize that you are the cardholder and that the information you provided is accurate. So click on both of those little boxes, John. And once you do, right underneath that, where it says signature, you're going to see your name, Jonathan Perry. Do you see that?
Yep.
Okay. On that box right underneath your name, you have to type in your name exactly as it shows on there. Jonathan, J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N, and then your last name with capital P. Once you do that, you'll hit confirm signature. Let me know when you do that, and I'll verify on our end that we got it.
Got it.
Okay. It should take you to another screen that's going to ask you for your password and credentials.
Yeah, yep.
Okay, perfect. So you're all set there, John. Let me just double verify here. Yep, you did it correctly, brother. So I wanted to do that with you because it saves you about 10 minutes tomorrow when you get the call from our IT guys. So John, let me be the first one to say welcome aboard, brother. I mean, welcome to the family. We look forward in the relationship between JP Plumbing and Drain to go long-term with us. And how do we do that? By producing results and obviously working with you to get this suspension solved, right? So, again, we're going to do, the best that we can on our end to make sure that we get that solved for you. I am forwarding all this information over to our IT guys. Just do me a favor. Mm-hmm. Do not miss that phone call at 8 a.m. tomorrow. I will send you also a Google invitation reminder saying, hey, you have an appointment with Local Splash at 8 a.m. So,
cool. Again, awesome.
Yeah. Again, everything is done on your end, man. All you got to do is complete the call with our IT guys, and then they will take the account from there and get things solved that have to be solved.
No, sounds good.
Okay. Well, Mr. Perry, again, thank you for the opportunity, brother. I mean, we look forward to working with you. Just be patient with our operations team while they get things solved on the back end for you.
Heck yeah, no, awesome. Thanks. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, thank you, John. Again, welcome to the family here at Local Splash. We will give you a call tomorrow, 8 a.m., and, we'll get things going from there.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, brother. You have a good one now, man. Enjoy your weekend as well.
Hey, thank you. You too.
Okay, brother. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye now.
Okay, bye.